As fellow civil rights activists urged the crowd to do battle against changes to the way Florida votes, the Reverend Jesse Jackson sat on stage in a throne-like chair. The crowd had packed into the East Tampa congregation of former Tampa City Councilmember Thomas Scott, also a reverend. Jackson was in town to urge residents to stand up against new state laws some say will disenfranchise many Florida voters. Jackson said attempts to suppress votes aren't unique to the Sunshine State.
Ironically, we fight wars abroad for democracy and declare war against democracy at home. And the schemes to suppress the vote in Florida abound by region, by race, by gender, by age. And so in many ways, if we can get a fair count in Florida, we can get a fair count anywhere.
Jackson, who is founder and chair of the Rainbow Push Coalition, had a map of the United States that highlighted those states many believe are trying to restrict voting rights. Jackson said it's no coincidence that this is happening in dozens of states.
This is a plan to suppress and control the vote.
He said Florida's attempt at voter suppression has come in the form of House Bill 1355. State Senator Arthenia Joyner, a Democrat from Tampa, was there when the legislature took up the bill. She said the bill's House version looked nothing like the legislation that had been floating around in the Senate. She said an overwhelming GOP majority in the legislature ensured its passage, which gives citizens who oppose it even more reason to speak out.
There's 77 hours and 38 days in the Florida legislature. Consequently, we are outnumbered. In the Senate, there are 40 senators, 12 of whom are Democrats, and the other 28 are Republicans. So they got us hands down 3-1. But I tell you what, they can't stop the voice and they can't stop the fight, and they do.
The law, which needs approval from the U.S. Department of Justice before it can be implemented, changes the way Floridians vote in several ways. It limits the number of early voting days, shrinks the window in which third-party entities can submit voter registration forms, and requires those who recently moved to file a provisional ballot. Former Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, who unsuccessfully ran for governor against Rick Scott last year, said the laws are un-American.
To see these laws that have been crammed through all of these 34 state legislators, including here in Florida, that will prohibit people from voting and discouraging them from registering, discourage people from going to the polls and voting. What about a woman who's recently married who just happened to change her address and she's getting ready to go and vote? You're telling me that she, as a Florida citizen, won't be able to vote? That's just not right.
She said anything that compromises a segment of the population's ability to vote can drastically skew election results. She said her loss to Rick Scott last November is a case in point for how few votes it takes to determine the outcome of an election.
We have a history here in Florida of big statewide votes being won or lost by just a few hundred votes. And it doesn't take but a few hundred or a few thousand people who wake up and decide, oh my gosh, I don't have my right ID, or I don't have some of my papers in order, and I'm a legitimate voter, but I'm just not going to go through with the hassle. It doesn't take very many, as I know from personal experience, to throw an election the wrong way.
Proponents of the new law say they aim to stamp out voter fraud, but Howard Simon, director of the ACLU of Florida, said even the governor has admitted that there hasn't been substantial record of voter fraud.
Then it turns out that the Republican Secretary of State and the mostly Republican county supervisors of elections, the people who know something about elections, said, wait a minute, what fraud? We don't have any fraud in Florida. We invested millions of dollars in a voter database. It's a good database. We don't have any fraud. What's he talking about? So then our governor, our wonderful governor, on signing the bill, had to say, okay, maybe there's not fraud, but we need this bill to prevent potential fraud.
The federal government is still reviewing Florida's new elections laws. Jesse Jackson urged those packed into the congregation to call, email, or write U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and tell him to overturn the controversial laws. For more information, go to rainbowpush.org. From East Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.